All right, you ready?
Yeah.
From deep inside the Death Star, I'm Larry Larson.
And I'm Andrew Richards.
And welcome to Defrag. Yeah, special guest host this week.
Yeah,
Gove is...
Oof.
I can't even tell you what he's doing. He's very busy, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Out of the studio.
Yeah, he's oof. Out of OOS. Out of studio.
Oof.
Yeah. So in case you don't know, OOF is something that people at Microsoft use. It means out of facility.
Yep.
And which means you're on vacation, you're not in the building, you're home, you overslept.
Yep.
Any number of those things.
But obviously the more common one is out of office.
Yeah.
Which is what you'd see in
normal places.
Normal.
Yeah. All right.
Not Microsoft.
All right. So from our first question here, applications designed for operating systems prior to Windows 8.1, e.g. XP, Windows 7, will often create folders and shortcuts in programs or all programs from the start menu. How do I access these folders when in Windows 8.1? Well, those are still there. Mm. So you can just browse to C program data, Microsoft, Windows, start menu.
Was it Microsoft?
Windows.
Oh, Windows.
And then start menu and programs. And there you go. That's it. So you can, you know, just drag that to your taskbar and
grab this guy.
It's almost like you have some kind of odd menu on your taskbar.
That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to do this. I wanted to make a shortcut and then put that. Can I pin that? You can pin it to the start. I don't think you can actually pin it here, though, can you? Actually, you can. I'm an idiot.
There you have it.
Yeah.
All right. From Mike, from the previous show comments, he says, I have a ThinkPad Twist with Windows 8.1 Update 1 installed. If I access a store from the icon in the desktop mode, I don't have any way to close the app. The mouse doesn't do anything except allow me to scroll from side to side. I have Alt-Tab back to the desktop mode and right-click on the store icon to close it. Is this expected behavior?
There is the old tried-and-true way of doing this as of NT3.1 is old F4. So what he's talking about is the store app now is here since Windows 8.1 update. We added that to the taskbar. Not only is that added, but the ability to pin any Windows Store app has been added. What he's talking about is he's got this opening, and you can kill it with the X. That's the old traditional way, mm-hmm. or kind of the old metaphor. And then the other way of just pressing Alt F4 and it will kill it. Now, it actually does a full kill when you do Alt F4, so it will stop it even suspending and it will be gone for good. So it's a good way of killing any app, like, properly.
Mm-hmm. And you could grab the top of it and drag it down,
I always forget about that one. Because I don't tend to have touch machines that much, but yeah, you can do that. Now that does.
And I do it with my mouse, though.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, try that. So just grab the top, drag it down, hold it, gone.
Now that's a suspend, so...
Yeah.
If you bring it up here, you'll see that it's now suspended, or will suspend at some point, where the old F4 will actually kill it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Next question. I open this PC, quote, this PC, unquote, and right-click, pin this program to taskbar. Now there's a shortcut to Explorer in my taskbar, but when I click it, it takes around 10 seconds before the Explorer window is showing. If I click this PC in my start menu, third-party software, it opens immediately.
All right. So... what he's talking about is this piece. Whoops, I even corrected my spelling.
Tis PC.
Tis. This guy, which is the old, it was just this old thing. What they've done is pinned it. So that's the one we did before. So, for example, and then they're saying that if I start it this way, it takes 10 seconds, right?
Yeah.
So obviously, there's something wrong. So in this case, a dump file is not going to help you because it's just going to give you, what do you dump? It's probably Explorer, but you're not really sure. What you need to see is what's happening over time. And the way to do that is use Windows Performance Recorder. Part of the Windows Performance Toolkit, we'll put it in the link. Start this guy up, thinking, hard drive spinning. And then what we want to do is in this guy, is there any scenario for Explorer? No, there's not. There's no Explorer specific one. So what I would do is just CPU usage. because we want to see what it's kind of working on, disk and file, and we might as well go registry and network too. So anything that can cause delays. Now this is the big boy way of doing it, and so you'd go start, record the scenario, and then you end up with this massive trace that you would look into. Now that's obviously quite complex. The other way of doing it, so that's how you really get to the root cause if it got to the nth degree, is to use process monitor from sysinternals. And then what you would do is that operation, so I'm tracing right now, and then I'm gonna go this PC, pops up, end the trace, and then I'm gonna find that window, so use a target tool, and process monitor pushed itself to the back in the Z order, choose this window as the filter. It's brought me down to Explorer. And then what you're gonna do is run through this, and on the left-hand side, there's a whole lot of times. So you'd scroll through it and be looking for gaps, and looking for what operation took too long. And it might be a file operation or something. And let's say that it's this create file. Let's say looking at the Fitbit exe for some reason, took a while. Double click on that, go across to the stack tab. And before you do that, you need to make sure your symbols are set correctly. Otherwise you're not gonna see much. Configure symbols, and then you wanna put a folder on your local hard drive, and then the keyword is http://msdl.microsoft.com/download/symbols. And once you do that, you'll get all this binary, all these hexadecimal numbers will turn into, all these numbers will turn into nice function names. And then in here, what you want to scan down is just look for kind of who's involved in the call and who could be, could be delaying you. So that you're looking for things like antivirus, maybe some type of shell extension, stuff like that. Anything that could slow you down. What you might see is two ways of seeing it. You might see a slow one, so you could take this stack approach, and then work out what module is kind of interesting. Or there might be the other way, it might be a flood. So you might want to compare the start menu way of doing it rather than the desktop way of doing it and see if there's a flood of additional activity for any particular thing. But yeah, if you can't work that out, save the file.
Bing us. We'll help you out. All right, from Rye, I have a sleep mode problem. But my sleep mode recorder in Windows 7 Ultimate 64-bit only ended up recording the desktop screenshots. Are there logs I can check up and send to Defrag Show for analysis?
All right, so sleeping tends to be things jammed in the kernel. And he's saying, you know, his screen's black, which tends to tell me that's something to do with video card. I think you even said this came
from he said it started after he installed a new video card, a GeForce GTX 750 Ti.
So the video driver probably just has an issue. First thing I do is just tweak around with some NVIDIA versions, right? So go to the latest, see if it works. If it doesn't, roll it back. Maybe uninstall maybe he's got the custom NVIDIA ones installed and roll back to the ones from Windows Update. If that doesn't even work, uninstall those and then maybe try an older version. If you want to be more particular about it and work out or prove that it's NVIDIA, then we can be a bit more invasive. There's two ways of approaching this. You could trace it. Tracing over boot gets a bit complex, it's possible. And in this case, because it's a hang that kind of is a black screen hang, it's not the easiest thing to analyze either. What you can do is the blue screen method. So you can force a blue screen in your box. And so there's keys to do this. If you have a scroll lock key, which is slowly disappearing, if you merge in this, make these keys in, under a KBD HID is a USB based keyboard, and I8042PRT is a PS2 keyboard. So I8042 was the RFC for PS2 ports. So it doesn't hurt having both installed. And what that will do is if you press Control and then press down Scroll Lock and then Scroll Lock again, it will blue screen your box. Now, what do you do if you don't have a scroll lock key? Do I actually have it here? I don't know if I have it. Yeah, I don't think I have it. There's another key you can set, but I'll put it in the show notes. So you can change it from the scroll lock key to the home key.
Okay.
All right. And then what you do is you press Control, home.
Okay.
And you'll get a blue screen, which means you'll capture a dump at that point of your box. Once you have that dump file, bring it up in Windows Debugger, WinDBG. Mm-hmm. And then what you want to do is look at all the threads in the kernel. And so you do bang process 4 space 17. And then that would show you everything that's going on. Once again, a bit more complex. Once you, if you get to that stage, just contact us and upload it, and we'll have a look for you.
Okay, cool. All right, from Philip, is there any way to find tabs in Excel? I have an Excel sheet with over 30 tabs, and is there a quick way to find a tab you know the name of? If not, how do I submit a feature request for it? Well, you can't search for tab text, but what you can do is you can right-click on the scroll arrow.
So he's got like this situation, yeah. Right?
Okay, so when you have all these different tabs open, you can right-click on the scroll arrows
over
on the left, the ones that let you scroll through the tabs, and you can see all the sheets there. And another thing that you can do, too, is if you need to find one of the tabs all the time, if it's you're always going to the same one, you can hit Alt, O, H, and T on the keyboard.
Oh, you can do, yeah,
or you can right-click and do tab color, whatever you... I'm a keyboard shortcut guy.
Yeah.
So, and then change the color of the tab so that you can always see it there easily.
That's cool.
Yeah. All right, pick of the week time. Pick of the week. And the first one is one from Golnaz that she sent us, which I had to do a double take on. It's a USB condom. And the idea here is a lot of times you'll go into an airport or some other place and you go to some kiosk and you plug up your phone just to charge it. But you may be plugging in a data cable. Mm. So the idea here is for security and to make sure that nothing nefarious is going on there, you have this device that just strips out everything except for the power.
Yeah, it looks like it just has, I think there was a, where is it? Here's the motherboard. And you can see that here's the connectors for one side of the USB and the other side of the USB. And it's just got a couple of resistors to keep the flow of power going, the outside ones are the power. And then just to keep the machine happy, it's got a resistor across the data pin so that it looks like it's a valid connection.
Yeah.
And I'm also assuming the resistors regulate the voltage flow.
Yeah.
So you don't get fried.
Yeah. So good idea there if you're worried about plugging in to different ports.
Yeah, actually, it's an obvious idea, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you think about it, it's like, yeah, you should be doing this everywhere.
Yeah,
it's,
and it wouldn't hurt if there were a feature like that on the phone and software where you could just say,
no data.
Turn off anything except for power.
Until you turn it off and forget that you've done it.
Yeah, there's that. And then you're writing defrag, wondering why your phone doesn't sync.
Yeah.
All right, and then the other pick of the week is this week, Surface 3
came out.
So this was very cool.
Gorgeous, smooth.
Incredible little device. Looks like the pen. I really like the look at that of that pen. I don't use a pen on my Surface as much as I thought I would, but I really like the look of that pen. I love pens anyway. So
I think the because they made the stylus bigger, it feels like a pen now.
Yeah.
And also that click thing's smart. Like the going into the OneNote mode, so that if it's turned off, you click it, and it brings up OneNote on your lock screen, and then you can do a note, and you click it again, and it saves it.
Yeah.
It's that instantaneous, no, I don't have to log in, I don't have to all that stuff. And personally, I like the Windows button on the side. I mean, I think they did it because of an artifact of the new keyboard. The new keyboard has that snap that goes up to give it a really rigid feel, so it would hide the button.
Yeah, and so you can use it on your lap, and it works more
but,
like
a
laptop.
When you hold a tablet, you hold it on the right, and I don't tend to swipe in for that. I don't like swiping in, but having the button there, I would like that kind of, that's good for me, I like that.
Yeah. And then the kickstand on the back too is many more positions.
Yeah, it's I think there's a.
We went from one position to two positions to many positions.
It's got this slide thing going.
And it looks like when it's all the way down, kind of like that, it's easier to write on too.
Yeah.
So it's more like a tabletop.
So you can get the 64 gig i5 edition starting. I think it's six something. Where is it? 64 gig i3, 831. You can get the i5 128 already now. It's what it ships.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful machine.
And when's mine come out? And by mine, I mean the half terabyte Intel 7. There you go. So by September.
Before Thanksgiving, before everything else?
Just in time for the holidays. So now you know what to get me.
That would be an epic tablet.
Yeah, that is a nice tablet.
Yeah.
All right, that is the show for this week. If you have questions, you can write us at defragshow@microsoft.com. Leave messages for us in the show notes. Just send us general happy things, and we will get back to you there. See you next week.
Have a good week.